Title: Patients Over Profit Act, a federal inflection point on insurer-provider integration and what comes next. Content: For years, the conversation around health insurer consolidation and vertical integration has simmered through antitrust inquiries, oversight hearings, and policy papers. The Patients Over Profit Act, the POP Act, introduced in both chambers of Congress this fall, marks a decisive shift. Rather than regulating insurer-provider integration, the POP Act proposes to ban it outright. If passed, the POP Act would fundamentally reshape how Medicare dollars move through the U.S. healthcare system, not by adjusting incentives or introducing new reporting rules, but by redrawing the structural map itself. The POP Act draws a bright, enforceable line that prohibits common ownership or control between health insurers and physician or certain outpatient provider entities that bill Medicare Part B or participate in Medicare Advantage, MA, plans. That is a direct challenge to the model that has defined the past decade of health system strategy, vertical integration. Vertical integration has historically been viewed as a potential strategy to control healthcare costs, align clinical and financial incentives, and manage population health risk more effectively. Health insurers, ranging from national companies to regional organizations, have expanded their involvement in the provider space through various approaches, including acquiring or affiliating with physician groups, outpatient networks, and care delivery platforms. The underlying theory was that putting insurers on top of the delivery system would allow them to streamline operations, reduce inefficiencies, and improve care coordination. In pursuit of these goals, many payors engaged in platform development by acquiring practices directly, or, in states with corporate practice of medicine restrictions, structuring relationships through management services organizations, MSOs, and management services agreements, MSAs. The sponsors of the POP Act are taking a very different stance, not only questioning whether vertical integration works, but suggesting it may actually be driving market dysfunction, especially in Medicare Part B and Medicare Advantage. Critics of the bill, however, warn that it could go too far, creating new inefficiencies or distorting the market in other ways. The legislation reaches beyond direct ownership to include indirect and functional control, aiming to unwind much of the structure that has supported insurer-led care models for years. Some proponents of the POP Act argue that when insurers own or control physician practices, they may blur the line between utilization management and clinical decision-making, potentially creating a conflict of interest. According to these supporters, financial incentives associated with insurance profits could influence care decisions, such as encouraging referrals within owned networks, or shaping approaches to coding and risk adjustment practices. Advocates of this perspective express concerns that integration strategies designed to control costs may instead lead to greater market concentration, reduced patient choice, or increased public program spending. What's in the POP Act? A quick breakdown at its core, the POP Act would prohibit direct or indirect ownership or control of both a health insurance issuer and any provider entity participating in Medicare or Medicare Advantage. Hospitals, critical access hospitals, rural emergency hospitals, pharmacies, and suppliers of durable medical equipment, prosthetics, orthotics, and supplies are excluded from this prohibition. Cover health insurance issuers, as defined in 42 U.S. Code Section 300GG91, which includes insurance companies, insurance services, and insurance organizations, including health maintenance organizations, HMOs, that are licensed to engage in the business of insurance within a state and which are subject to state laws regulating insurance. This definition does not include employer-sponsored health plans governed by ERISA, whether those plans are self-funded or fully insured, or other ERISA-covered benefit arrangements. Provider-sponsored health plans are covered by the POP Act if they are licensed and regulated by the state as insurers or HMOs. They are not included if they operate solely as ERISA-covered employer-sponsored health plans or benefit arrangements. Cover MSOs and MSAs by broadly restricting non-equity control mechanisms.